From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Restaurants, bars, and breweries are back in business since the state eased restrictions to slow the spread of COVID-19. We checked in with a Birmingham brewery owner who wasn't sure how much longer his business would survive the pandemic. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
Eric Meyer is the founder and co-owner of Cahaba Brewing Company in Birmingham's Avondale neighborhood. When we last spoke in mid-March, Meyer was concerned about the future of his brewery. Like many restaurants and bars across the state, Cahaba Brewing moved to curbside service only. As a result of the coronavirus's economic impact, Meyer was forced to lay off his part-time staff. But now, since Governor Kay Ivey reopened the economy, Meyer says things are looking up.
We've been able to bring back in some of the part-time bartenders to kind of keep people busy. We keep running the curbside pickup, the to-go beer. So it's been good. It's not what, you know, we saw last year, but again, we're in a new time, and it's been fun to see, you know, the community out supporting us and the ability for people to come out. You know, we have a large space, so they're able to really social distance here and still be able to sit with somebody you came with and enjoy a good local product.
Cahaba Brewing Company reopened its tap room 2 weeks ago. Meyer says they've made several changes to ensure the safety of his staff and customers.
We removed a lot of our tables, and we're, you know, allowing more than 6 feet in between each table. We removed a lot of the chairs so that the tables can have smaller groups of people. And we've set up a new point of sale system so that you can close out your tab. You don't have to hand the bartender a credit card. You just have to hold up your ID so they can look at it, and then they can hand you a beer, and the tab's all handled through an app on your phone. We have hand sanitizer stations all around the brewery, utilize the hand sanitizer that we make here. We try to keep people from, you know, just standing around and socializing inside the tasting room. We have signs up saying, hey, you know, if you're not seated, please go outside. So we're doing a couple things like that. All of our bartenders, you know, are wearing masks as they should, but then also, you know, using hand sanitizer between every transaction, and having that be a very obvious thing for each customer that walks up so that they see the bartenders, you know, rubbing the hand sanitizer on the hand before they actually start that transaction with them.
Meyer says business will look like this for the foreseeable future, but he says customers are still coming back. Much like the beer, Meyer says business is flowing as well as it can right now, at 50% capacity.
We are thankful for what the community's been doing, and all the local beer drinkers have supported us for a long time, and it's been good. At the same time, you know, we normally do a big Cahaba Q in April, and we raise $20,000+ for Breast Cancer Research Foundation of Alabama. We have a whole bunch of people come through here, and we haven't had that. You know, those are the things that allow you to keep moving forward. So, I mean, we're good. You know, we, again, thankful for the support we have, and we'll just keep grinding away.
That was Eric Meyer, founder and co-owner of Cahaba Brewing Company. He spoke with WBHM's Janae Pierre. We should note Cahaba Brewing Company is a financial supporter of WBHM, but our news and business departments operate independently.